All right, here we go. My name is Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 100 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Episodes. That's a pretty good benchmark. But I was feeling pretty good about it. And then I was flipping through my my podcast app, and I was looking at the new releases. And for today, things said, Phil Hendry Show, episode 1686. Like, holy shit. How many, what does he do, like four episodes a day or something? 1686. My little piddly little 100 didn't stack up. But anyway, it's a pretty good benchmark, right? And I did a bunch of episodes of the Jeff Kay Show prior to that, so, you know, I feel like I've been pretty consistent with it. I'm pretty proud of that. Thank you guys for riding along with me on this journey. How's that for pretentious? But anyway, I appreciate everything you guys do. I don't know what's going on upstairs. There's crashing and slamming. I say, can you guys give me 45? You know, because I'm in showbiz now. I just give them the, showbiz phrase. All right, could you guys give me 45? I don't know what the hell's going on. It feels like somebody's, like, building, like, some kind of, like, a... Somebody's putting together some kind of, like, cage or something. Sounds like there's metal being, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I don't know if you can hear it. But anyway, when I say give me 45, it feels like the volume gets turned up instead of down in this house. But anyway, what we were talking about, 100th episode. This isn't going to, I thought about doing something special. Maybe like bringing somebody on, trying to do an interview with somebody. I've toyed with that in the past. I thought I was going to have all my friends from when I was a kid on here. And none of them will do it. They're like, I don't feel comfortable. It's like, all right, well. And then Rocky, my friend Rocky, he goes, I don't remember anything. I said, what? What the hell's that? I don't know. You know that Frankie Muniz? I'm like, who? He goes, I got something like that going on. Is that guy from Malcolm in the Middle? Yeah. He goes, I don't remember anything. I said, do you know who I am? You know, that kind of thing. So anyway, nobody will do it. I could probably get Steve on here, but, you know, I don't know. I just decided that I'm not going to do that. So, and then I decided maybe we'll do the clips, like one of those best of shows where I play clips from old shows. Thought about doing that. You know, here's Jeff bitching about going to Rite Aid. Here's Jeff bitching about going to Burger King. Here's Jeff bitching about going to the grocery store. You know, one of those things. In the end, I decided I'd just do a normal episode. Just a normal, everyday episode. It's just the 100th episode. So, the only thing different about this one is people will be... I have some messages that were left celebrating or congratulating us on our 100th episode. On the hotline. People called in the hotline and left messages, and those will be sprinkled throughout this episode. Just going to turn them over to producer Zip and let him drop them in wherever he feels like it. So that's the only difference. It's just going to be a normal episode. But I do want to thank you guys for everything, and I do want to mention that 50 of these episodes, you know, give or take, 50-ish of the 100 episodes were Patreon episodes, only available to patrons, folks who have signed up for a monthly donation, supporting my efforts over at patreon.com/JeffKay. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. I don't feel like I had a very good rhythm there. patreon.com/JeffKay. Put it on a credit card, put it on a bank card, whatever you feel like it. Whatever you feel like. At the first of every month, they'll take the $4. You won't notice it because it's $4. And in return, every week, you'll get an extra episode of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. World famous. Every week. Not every once in a while. Not every, you know, not every time I think about it or every time I get around to it. Every week. It's worth it. So do that today. Patreon.com/JeffK.
Hey, Mr. Surf Report. This is Brad calling from North Carolina in a city that doesn't have a funny name. I just want to say congratulations on your 100th episode, 100th podcast, I should say. I'm sure that's a very, very good landmark there. How's that? Anyway, congratulations, but I can't help but wondering what kind of career you would have had in the FBI. You really missed your chance there. Oh, well, keep churning out those podcasts, and we'll keep listening. Congratulations.
All right, how are you guys holding up under the lockdown, the quarantine, the self-quarantine? Then we'll start pronouncing it that way, quarantine. How are you guys doing? Hasn't been too bad for me. I'll tell you what, the weekends, all right, so you're not supposed to leave unless you go to the grocery store or whatever. You know, essential stuff, essential shit, I think is what they call it. So in the past, that used to drive me crazy. I'd get a bad case of the cabin fever, and I'd beat myself up and everything. Like, I need to be doing more. I need to squeeze more out of a day, or into a day, ever how you want to put it. And then I'd beat myself up, and I'd feel terrible. I'd be like, another weekend, lost opportunity, you know. But now there's nothing. You can't go anywhere. You're not supposed to go anywhere. So, you know, like lie, slumped in a chair like a sack of garbage, looking at your tablet. Can you hear all that sneezing now? What's going on? All right. So I just sit there like looking at my tablet. In the past, I'd beat myself up. But today, I'm being a responsible citizen by sitting in a chair, looking at my tablet. You know, the thing about that is, all right, I have all these sports apps, like The Athletic. You familiar with that? That's a premium. You got to pay money for that one. And I have the MLB app, all these baseball apps. You know what they have on there now? They have players and their pooches. I'm not kidding. They have like pictures of baseball players with their dogs, players and their pooches. They have Meet the MLB Organists. I'm not kidding. I mean, they're digging deep to keep content flowing. So they need those monthly, subscription. There's nothing to report. So now there's like players in their pooches. So I don't know. And it's a sad state of affairs. But anyway, I sit in a chair, you know, pure sackism. And, Tony says, well, you could go downstairs and, like, work on those CDs. I say, sounds like a good plan for someday other than today. Some undefined day in the future. So I got CDs all over the building, all over the house, in the cars. Well, not in my car. I'm a disciplined CD user. I can't say that for the rest of the K family. But because I walked by one of my kids' cars the other day, and there's like a stack of CDs in there, and one of my Kinks CDs sitting right on top. I'm like, oh God, I've lost control. You know, they're all over the house, stacks of CDs everywhere. I have this wall, these custom built shelves. It's called the Wall of Sound. You know what I'm saying? That's where I house my the core of my CD collection. There's not enough room for all my CDs. It only holds like 3,000. So it's the core 3,000 CDs. The other 7,000 have to go in the basement. I don't know. I don't know if those numbers are accurate, but it's something along those lines, you know. But the problem is, over the years, CDs have come off the wall. We listen to them. And then they get scattered all over the house. They get stacked in my office here. I mean, I'm just as bad, you know. I've got CDs in here. But there's, in the floor, in the family room, there's stacks of compact discs. You know, I still acquire them. I got one today. I got one in the mail today. It was an Afghan Whigs CD called 1965. You hip to the Afghan Whigs? Hell yeah, Cincinnati band. But anyway, I ordered that thing like 2 weeks ago, by the way. I think they're using this coronavirus as an excuse to just, like, ship stuff real slow. It's like, why would it, what is this, a 70s? I ordered that thing 2 weeks ago, and it came today. And they're like, well, you know, we have to use the mail for shipping ventilators. It's like, give me a break. You guys are just using this as an excuse to slack. I think Newman's in charge now of the Postal Service. But anyway, so I'm still acquiring CDs, by the way. Back in the old days, back when used CDs was a hot thing, there was this website called Second Spin. I bought a shitload of stuff from them. It was between Second Spin and Half.com. And, of course, you know, Amazon and, to a lesser extent, eBay. All right, so Half.com, long gone. I love that. That was my favorite. Long gone. And then Second Spin got an email today, said they're going out of business. Their website looks exactly the way it did in 1997. They haven't done anything. If you go on there, it's like a trip back in time, you know. But I used to buy a lot of CDs off those guys, and now they're going out of business. Everything's 60% off. They have, like, no stock. I went in there and did a bunch of searches for stuff. They got nothing, you know. So that whole CD market's drying up. But I'm still buying them as much as I can. And Tony says, go down there and put all those things back up on the wall. Get them alphabetized and get them organized and all that stuff. I'm like, eh, it seems like a good idea. Maybe some next week, something like that. I don't know. We'll see. And she goes, well, how about cleaning out that closet down there? Get those shirts out of there. There's shirts in there from 20 years ago. You can't fit your fat, stout ass in those things anymore. I mean, that's what she says. You know, she doesn't say the words, but she implies it, you know. You can't squeeze your big old stout fat ass, you know. I don't know. You know what I'm saying. But anyway, I say, yeah, maybe. You know, maybe, I don't know, a couple weeks. We'll see. Anyway, I don't feel too bad about the weekend. The weekend's not a problem for me. I'm settling into this sackism, you know, sanctioned by the U.S. government.
Hey, Jay, this is Dan Bertelson, the duck farmer. Hold on. Oh, I just wanted to call and wish you a happy anniversary on your 100th episode. You do great stuff, and I enjoy listening every week, the free episode and the Patreon. Yeah, 100 episodes is real impressive. You know, I don't think I've ever done 100 of anything except, well, raise 100 ducks, because I'm a duck farmer, and it's what we do. But anyway, yeah, I'll stick to that, and you stick to podcasting, and I hope you have 100 more.
This is U.S. government-sanctioned pure sackism. All right, I'm on board. The work thing, kicking my ass. I come out of the week completely exhausted, like unbelievable. I mean, I can't put my finger on it. Talk to my counterparts at the job. We all feel the same way. We all come out of the work week like been beaten with a sack. You know, somebody's like, I don't know. I mean, just come out of it just so tired. On felt like last Thursday I was hanging by a thread. I didn't know if I was gonna make it. And then Friday I felt a little bit better. Saturday I slept like 11 hours, and I woke up and I still didn't feel good. Or I didn't. I mean, it's not like I didn't feel good. I just felt really, really tired. And I slept like 11 hours. Tony's giving me shit about it. And then we're watching TV and I'm like nodding off. She goes, "How could you be tired? My God, you know." It's like, I don't know, man. I'm spent. This thing's kicking my ass. Sunday, I felt normal. But today, which is Monday, I get to go right back into it. So, right back into the tunnel. That's the way it feels, anyway. I was watching some video today of this doctor in New York City who was talking about how He's like on the front lines, you know, and he's talking about this coronavirus. He says, he goes, almost 100% of the time, the way you get it is to touch something where there's virus residue. Pretty sure he didn't use that phrase. I don't remember what he said. But touch something and then touch your face. He goes, you can't really get it in the air. I mean, he said if you're locked in a car with somebody for like an hour and they have it or whatever, you might. But 99% of the time, it's touching some surface and then touching your face. And 6 months ago, if you'd have said, do you touch your face? I'd be like, what? No, I think I'm some kind of mental patient. I don't touch my face. What the hell's that? That's a weird question to ask. And no, I reject your implications. But now I realize I'm always touching my face. I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm always like plucking, like pulling on my nose and scratching my eye and, you know, messing with my face all the time. I can't stop. I'm a face toucher. So I don't know. That concerns me. I'm trying to train myself not to do it anymore, but it's like the time when I tried to teach myself not to put two spaces after a period while typing. You know what I'm saying? I'm like an old man. So back when I had a typing class in high school, I told you guys about this. When I was a senior and a junior even, I was like padding my schedule in high school with bullshit, you know. I didn't want to do any work. So I was like, I mean, I had the stuff I needed to graduate, of course. By the time I got to 12th grade, all I had to take was English, you know, 12th grade English, and that's all I needed. So the rest of the whole daggone, you know, schedule was just fluff. The only reason I went full day is because there was a journalism class, like the newspaper, working on the school newspaper. It was the seventh period, last period of the day. So I had to stay the entire day to participate in that. I enjoyed that part of it. So the rest of the schedule was just full of garbage, like rock, pop, music survey, single survival, office aid, you know. I was really, you know, I was firing on all cylinders. And during that period, I took a typing class. It turns out to be one of the most valuable classes that I've ever taken in my life. Another one that I took, which I was laughing about when I took it, was called Consumer Math. I went into that thing, and everybody in there, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they're all in prison. I mean, it seemed like they're a bunch of criminals, budding, up-and-coming criminals. Not the, you know, this is not the upper echelon. I don't know. And we were all just padding our... So I was in that group. These were my peers, you know. And I went in there, and I learned a bunch of shit, stuff I didn't know. And I'd taken all kinds of stuff. I'd taken, like, high-level, you know, algebras and all this stuff. But at this consumer math class, I learned stuff in there that I still use today. And the same thing in that typing class. I learned how to type. I could type like a son of a bitch, you know? But the thing about it is, this was in the, 1980, 1981, in that era. And the thing back then was, after a period, you put two spaces in there before you start typing again. Of course, that's gone out of style since then. And it looks dated. If you ever see people like older, like in their 50s, and you see stuff that they type on like Facebook or even Twitter, you'll notice that they often put two spaces after a period. Check it out. You'll see it all the time if you're watching for it. So I had a website, and I wrote a lot of shit. I tried to train myself not to put those two spaces. That was hard. I mean, that was harder than you would imagine. But I eventually trained myself not to do that, and it doesn't even occur to me to do it anymore. And that's the same thing with this face touching business. You know, I can't. It's going to be difficult. By the time I get to the point where I'm not doing it anymore, the whole thing will be over.
Hey, Jeff. It's Ian in Scotland here. Just wanted to let you know that I've been following you for the past 15 years in a really nice way, in a nice way. Don't call the cops. And also thanks for being there through thick and thin. Keep the humour coming, especially in these isolation times. You're providing an essential service, so if anyone questions you when you're out and about, you can say that you're frontline staff at the Suffolk Port doing a necessary job, keeping people happy around the world. So, yeah, keep up the work, mate. Cheers. Bye.
So, I don't know. I got to be careful. I wear gloves at work, you know, and I don't know. Trying to be careful, but it's difficult, and it's concerning. You know what was concerning? You know what the thing that was like a punch to the gut the other day? You familiar with this guy, Adam Schlesinger? Can't talk either. I'm like a physical mess. Adam Schlesinger. God. He was leader of this band called Fountains of Wayne. They had like sort of a semi-novelty hit called Stacy's Mom. Early 2000s, I think. It's one of those things where it's like a great band, and they have a song that's like a borderline novelty hit. And so then it's very annoying to me when if you say Fountains of Wayne, people are either, I'd say 80% of people would be like, who the hell's that? Okay. And then 20% of the people would be going, is that Stacy's Mom band? You know, those are the two camps. Who? And is that Stacy's Mom? You know, both annoy me. In fact, I'd prefer the Who, you know, not the band. I prefer people to go, who? Who's that? Than to just know them for one song, and it's a novelty song. That bugs me. It's like Warren Zevon. Is that Werewolves of London guy? Yeah, I think he had like 20 albums. I mean, I think I'm pretty sure he recorded songs other than that. In fact, I know he did, and that kind of thing. But anyway, I was a big fan. Was and am a big fan of Fountains of Wayne. I think their first four albums are perfect, great, power pop. I mean, the guy could write the perfect pop song. He had a sense of humor, and I don't know, it's just that's just right in my wheelhouse, you know. Those first four albums, fantastic, you know, big fan. That album, Welcome Interstate Managers, I listened to that thing thousands of times, and I'm not even kidding. I've listened to it so many times. Fantastic. That's the one Stacy's Mom is on, but the thing is loaded with great songs. So anyway, he also had another band called Ivy, which I was a fan of, and he had a one-off super group called Tinted Windows. Great. All right, huge fan of this guy. He could write the perfect pop song. That's a hard thing to do. People write it off as that's just pop fluff. Yeah, you sit down and try to do that, you know? See how it goes for you. Anyway, I was a huge fan. Guy died, 52 years old, coronavirus. As far as I know, he didn't have any problems. I don't know. Maybe he had underlying issues. I don't know. But the guy was 52 years old. I was a fan of him. I was, you know, felt like some kind of connection with this guy. And he dies of coronavirus, you know? That was like a punch to the gut. The other day I was listening to this, somebody put together this long-ass playlist of Adam Schlesinger stuff. Having a hard time saying his name. And it had all the stuff. Had Fountains of Wayne, Ivy, and the Tinted Window stuff. But he also, like, wrote songs for, like, other bands. Like, I didn't even realize he wrote. So all this stuff's included in this long playlist. He did, like, stuff for, like, TV shows. And, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I'm like, holy shit, he wrote that? You know? The guy was like a pop genius. Dead at 52. Coronavirus. That bugs me. I mean, that one kind of hit me hard. Probably the hardest so far. That sucks, man. The guy was great. anyway, hope you guys are hanging in there on that front.
Jeff K., why is he in T-Town again? Hey, I just wanted to call and congratulate you on your 100th episode. That's awesome. Long-time reader, long-time listener. And this is how I'm going to celebrate your 100th episode. I'm going to get on Patreon and sign up for the monthly donation. Because, to be honest, in times like these, I think we all need a little bit more Jeff in our lives. So do yourself a favor. Turn off the news. Crank up the Jeff. YZ and T-Town out.
I haven't been leaving the house much, except I go to work, of course. But over the weekend, I did go, Tony and I went to the grocery store, Wegmans. And it was bizarre. It's kind of upsetting. It's kind of disheartening. You know, you go in there, and everybody's wearing masks, you know, and gloves. They're all gloved up. And, you know, I was in the produce section. Tony buys this stuff for she goes, I made stuff for a salad you can make this weekend. I'm the salad maker. I don't know how this happens. When you're married and or in a relationship for a long time, there are like certain jobs get like divvied up, you know. And I don't even know how it happens, but I'm the official salad maker in our family. She goes, I got this stuff for a salad. I said, did you get everything? She goes, no, I got the basics. I said, I need to top that shit off. I want like a real, like, I want everything. I want green peppers. You know, I want everything. I want to put some radishes in there. She was like, well, I didn't get any of that shit. So I was over in the produce section. Everybody's masked up. Everybody's like, the eyes are darting around suspiciously. Don't get within 10 feet. Hot zone. You know, all this stuff. I'm over there trying to get some celery. This woman almost does a forward roll to get away from me. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not some disease carrier. I mean, God. So anyway, that was disheartening. And then we went to U-Haul because the propane tank ran out of gas. So I took the tank down to the U-Haul. The guy filled it up. And he said, you want to pay out here or you want to pay cash inside? And I said, I'd rather go inside. Because the way they do this credit card thing, you should see this. They take your credit card, take a picture of it with a cell phone. I don't trust these guys. I mean, nothing personal. I don't want people taking pictures of the front and back of my credit card or my bank card. You know, with a cell phone. I don't feel comfortable. So I went inside the place. And you should see the apparatus. They had this whole thing. They had, like, strings running. Like, you had to stand behind a string. And then, you know, after somebody else gets helped, you can move up to the next string. I've never seen anything. So they got these big plastic shields, like, see-through plastic shields hanging from the ceiling. Like, I don't know. It's like really weird. This guy was renting a like a van or something, and the guy's like handing him the key, and it's dripping with hand sanitizer. There's stuff dripping off of it as he hands it to him. He goes, "Sorry about that, buddy, but we're in weird times." Guy goes, "All right, that's fine." There's like shit dripping off the key because I don't know if he dipped it into a bucket of sanitizer or something. I was like, oh my God, you know? And, so anyway, I got my propane tank filled, and, I got my, salad fixings, and I went through the, Krispy Kreme drive-thru. They had a buy one, get one free. You get one dozen glazed, you get a second dozen glazed free. I said, hell yeah. So that was all I did this weekend. And I went to work for 3 hours on Sunday. Get caught up on some things. Get prepped before the official kickoff of the weekend. And that's pretty much all I did. I don't know. I hope you guys are hanging in there. How's it going? How you guys holding up? I watched a lot of TV, too. Watched that show Ozark. I'm starting to watch. I only watched season 1 so far. And I also watched the latest episode of Homeland. It feels like I watched some other shit I can't remember. I'm digging that Ozark thing. But I'll tell you, it feels like it needs just a little more comedy, a little humor. You know, I know it's a drama and it's a crime show and everything. That doesn't mean you can't have. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't have any humor in it. It feels like it needs to be cranked up a bit. There was one. I don't even want to get into it, but there was a funny line in there, but from the episode I saw last night. But you know, it needs to be cranked up. You know, Sopranos. That when I think about great TV shows, like I always think of The Sopranos. I always think of Breaking Bad, and I always think of The Wire. And I think all those shows had humor in it. You know, especially The Sopranos. Sometimes you'd watch The Sopranos, and it felt like it was a comedy, you know? You're like laughing your ass off the entire thing. Those guys were like unsophisticated, you know? Some of the stuff they said was hilarious, you know? And, but this show, at least season one, could use a little bit more of that, you know? You know, it's really good. I'm enjoying it. But, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. I'm definitely going to continue watching.
Hey, Jeff, this is Zip. I didn't really need to call because I edit the show, and so I could have probably just recorded it and inserted it, but I wanted the full West Virginia Surf Report hotline experience. So congratulations on 100 episodes. Really, it's like 180-something because you did 80 of the Jeff Kay show. But anyway, 100 of anything is a good accomplishment, especially a podcast. Because, like, have you ever heard the term pod faded? Most people start, and then they just kind of pitter out. But you just keep chugging along. And you're probably the only blogger with, like, an active following here in 2020 still. So it's like you really impressed me. It's because it's like you were successful at blogging before it was cool. I don't know how it was when it was cool, but you're still good at it after it was cool. That is commitment. But anyway, congrats on 100 episodes. I am glad I've been able to be here for, every episode. Like I said, I'm your greatest fan because I've listened to everything you've ever done podcast-wise. But I'm just, like I said, I'm happy to be along for the ride, and I'm glad I could help you reach this milestone. So here's to 100 more, assuming the coronavirus doesn't kill all of us.
Well, I'm watching that show called Devs. Have you seen this? Over on Hulu. Despite its terrible name, it's pretty good, too. It's interesting, anyway. So, watching a lot of TV. You know what I'm going to watch soon? Probably next weekend. For about the 100th time. The Fugitive, the movie, The Fugitive, with Harrison Ford. You know, that thing was a big blockbuster film and everything, and it's fairly old at this point. But I think that is one of the... I think that's among the most perfect movies, you know? I don't think you could improve upon that. That thing is great. The way it's written, the way it's acted, it's just perfect. It's a perfect movie. It's an adventure film, but, you know, what they were attempting, they succeeded wildly. Great movie. The Fugitive. What do you think about that? Let me know your thoughts. All right, well, anyway, hope you enjoyed this 100th episode. It's just like every other rest of the 100, the other 99. But it's the way it goes. It's what I wanted to do. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to bring Rocky on here. Rocky would be like, I don't know, I don't remember. Anyway, I decided not to do that. And we're at the end of this thing. Thank you guys for everything. Thank you for listening through these 100 episodes. Next episode, I'm going to start the second 100. I love doing it. Hope you guys are enjoying me and enjoying listening to them. And until episode 101, you guys have yourselves a fine, fine lockdown. I'll see you soon. Bye. and we'll start pronouncing it that way. Quarantine.